This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com morning show, broadcast number 421 for Tuesday, June 4th. I'm Adam Pelosciotti. The ICE Futures canola market is weaker Tuesday morning, but is lagging comparable oils to the downside after posting larger losses on Monday. Chicago soybean, European rapeseed, and Malaysian palm oil are all in the red. Crude oil continues to fall after OPEC announced it will phase out supply cuts by next year. The Canadian dollar is down one quarter of a U.S. cent compared to Monday's close. The July canola contract is down $2.80 per ton at $631.60. In the U.S., corn is up, soybeans are mixed, and wheat is down. The U.S. corn crop was 91% planted as of June 2nd, 2 points ahead of the five-year average. So far, 74% of the crop has emerged with a rating of 75% good to excellent, better than what the trade expected. Corn for ethanol use in the U.S. totaled 416.9 million bushels in April, below the trade's estimate of 433 million, and down 11.7% from March. So far this crop year, 3.605 billion bushels of corn were used for ethanol, up 6.1% from last year. Crop consultant Dr. Michael Cordonnier cut 500,000 acres from his U.S. 2024-25 corn estimate to 89.5 million, with production at 14.62 billion bushels. StoneX cut its Brazilian Safrinha corn crop forecast by 3.9% from last month at 93.5 million tons due to dry weather. The July corn contract is up 2 U.S. cents per bushel at $4.46. The U.S. soybean crop was 78% planted, 5 points ahead of the five-year average, with emergence 3 points above average at 55%. U.S. oilseed processors crushed 177.7 million bushels of soybeans in April, above trade estimates but down 26 million from the all-time monthly record set in March. Cordonnier increased his estimate for U.S. soybean plantings by 300,000 acres at 86.8 million, while projecting 4.46 billion bushels of production. StoneX cut its Brazilian soybean production estimate by 1.2% at 149 million tons. The July soybean contract is up 2 U.S. cents per bushel at $11.86. 83% of the U.S. winter wheat crop is headed 5 points above average, while the harvest is at twice the historical pace at 6%. Conditions improved 1 point at 49% good to excellent. Meanwhile, the U.S. spring wheat crop was 94% planted, 4 points above average, with 78% emergence, 9 points above average. Conditions were 74% good to excellent. The Australian government raised its 2024-25 wheat production outlook by 700,000 tons at 29.1 million, up 12% from last year and 10% above the 10-year average. The July Chicago wheat contract is down 8 U.S. cents per bushel at $6.65. The July Kansas City hard red wheat contract is down 4 U.S. cents per bushel at $6.97. The July Minneapolis spring wheat contract is down 4 U.S. cents per bushel at $7.30. That's a look at the ICE futures in U.S. markets for Tuesday, June 4th. In Winnipeg for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Adam Pelosciotti.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.